It's a good win last night for our team. You know, the guys, they fought hard. They hung together. It was a battle. It wasn't pretty, but in the end, the only thing that counts is the win. So we're, like I said last night after the game, proud of these guys and the effort that they gave in the game, and really glad to come out with a win. But the key is now to do it again. And so we got to move quickly here onto the New York Jets, which we did as soon as we landed. We're onto the Jets. So
can you give us an update on Hoyer, and do you need to sign another quarterback?
Right now I'd say Brian is in the concussion protocol, and that'll be a day-to-day deal with Brian. We're hoping that he'll be able to play for us, but right now it's day-to-day. As far as the roster goes, right now we're going to stick with what the roster is as I sit here right now, John, but those are ongoing discussions, you know, that Rick and I have throughout the day, the night, into tomorrow morning, things like that. But, you know, obviously we can't wait too long on those things to get somebody ready to go. You know, you got to make a move at some point, but we may just stick with what we have.
What does it say about Brian that he quickly recognized that he might not be 100%, maybe he's hurt himself or hurting you guys, and you kind of put his hand up and said, hey, I need to get out of there?
Well, I think it says a lot about him. You know, he wants to do what's best for the team. That's the type of guy he is. But I also think that give a lot of credit to George Gotsy. You know, he kind of noticed it right away. You know, Brian was – he took a sack. When it happened was it was the first sack of the third quarter. He got hit twice in the head on that play. Once hit the ground. Other one was, you know, just the way the sack occurred. And he wasn't functioning correctly as to how we know he would usually function, calling a play, receiving the play, and trying to communicate it to the offense. So George pointed out to me when the series was over, I went over to him, and he just said, look, I'm having trouble remembering the plays right now. So that's kind of where it was at. That's when I called the medic. You know, I put my doctor, my stethoscope away and called the trainer.
You were able to get some young players in, including, you know, Brandon Dunn, and also, you know, Bernard McKinney probably played as many snaps as he
Covington,
had. Covington,
yep.
Covington, yeah. Just in terms of development and the immediate, how important is that for you guys, what these guys can do?
It's very important. You know, anytime you know, especially when you play in a winning game, you know, you go out there and it's Monday night football, and young guys have a chance to go out there and play, and they end up playing well. You know, I thought Bernardrick had one of his better games. Covington made some plays. Brandon Dunn made some plays. I mean, so it was good to see that. And anytime you can do that and get guys more experience, there's no substitute for experience, especially in a big game like that.
What did you like best about what you saw from Yates last night? Obviously, you liked him to bring him in here, but this was such I'm sure you didn't expect to have him
right
in the game so soon.
Yeah, no, it was, you know, that's a tough situation for a guy to go into. And so one of the things that impressed me and really has always impressed me about him is his demeanor. He's a very calm guy. Nothing really phases him. We were just kind of joking about it in the locker room. He missed a motion on one play, and we told him, hey, look, don't forget the motion. And he kind of looked over at us and gave us that, okay, I'll get it the next time. You know, just a calm guy, and the way that he approached that situation was really what you're looking for. And, you know, he got enough reps during the week, not very many, where he could go in and function. He was able to call the play, communicate with his teammates. And the one thing about TJ is the locker room has a lot of respect for him. You know, a lot of these guys have played with him. So as soon as he entered the huddle, there was already that amount of respect for him, and they knew that he'd go in there and do his job.
The draft is obviously important, but what's it mean for the team when you're able to get guys like Peters, Yates, Charles James, Dunn that have joined the team well after training camp?
Demps. Yeah, well, he was Dernch. But, yeah, no, it says a lot. You know, it says a lot about those guys. You know, if you look at Brian Peters on special teams last night, he did a heck of a job. I mean, he was flying around. Akeem Dent was another guy that did a really good job, you know, that we picked up in a trade last year. Demps, I think, is playing well on defense. You know, Charles James obviously was a very active player last night. He's brought a lot of energy to our locker room, to our practice field, and the game field. So it's a credit to those guys. They're doing a good job.
Bill, you've talked about all these 1 week seasons, but
yeah,
a win like that, having the bye week lead up to it, kind of reset your season. What can that do for this team's just confidence and spirit?
Yeah, I mean, I think anytime you go into a game like that, Brian, and you're playing an 8-0 team, and you end up coming out on, you know, on the winning end of it, that means a lot for your team. Now, the key is for us is that we have to understand like how we got to that point. And the way we got to that point was we were honest with each other. We worked very hard, coaching staff, players especially. You know, we had full padded practices. The guys put a lot of time in the meeting room and the film room, and that's what has to continue because when you look at the New York Jets, you know, they're a really good football team. I know that they didn't win their last game, but they've won a lot of games. They've been a lot of close games. They're playing really well on defense. Offensively, have a lot of weapons. They're good on special teams. So our guys have to understand, okay, how did we get to this point? Well, we're doing these things this way. We got to continue to do it that way. It's all about hard work and putting the time in.
Last week, Marvin Lewis said that they continue to draft players and mold them into guys like Jonathan Joseph.
Yeah.
What is it about JJ that makes him such a good benchmark for young players?
Well, first of all, he's a very bright guy. He really understands his position, but he understands the whole defense, and he understands the league. You know, this is a guy that from day one has always impressed me about his knowledge of players on other teams, opponents that we're going against and what their skill sets are and how our coverages are going to work against their offensive systems, things like that. So he's a very, very bright guy, and he's a great leader. He's one of the leaders of our football team, and it's really good to just see a guy like that who's played a lot of football in this league to be able to continue to play at a high level. He's playing really well. He came up big for us last night.
Also, did you give out any game balls?
I'm going to give the whole team a game ball. You know, I haven't said that to them yet, so I'm letting the cat out of the bag here. Because today was their day off. But when they get here tomorrow, I'm going to give everybody a game ball. You know, I think all three phases, look, the defense played a whale of a game. There's no question about the way the defense played. But offensively, we did enough. The only turnover we had was the one that was basically what we call an air ball, Hail Mary play at the end of the half. And so we didn't really turn the ball over. We took care of the ball. We scored when we had to, and the defense played great. And I thought our special teams did a great job. So I'm going to give a game ball to everybody.
You mentioned about being honest. What compelled you to talk to the players and say you made a mistake pulling Hoyer?
Well, you know, John, you know, I've talked to you about this before. You know, I really like to keep that stuff between the team and I. You know, anything that's said in that team meeting room, I do like to keep between, you know, the players and myself and the coaching staff. But, you know, it's very important as a leader, as a head coach, to be able to stand up in front of your team and be honest. You know, I'm on TV here, so I got to be careful how I say this. But, you know, you can't stand up to them and be something that you're not. And so I'm an honest guy. And, you know, we've for 2 years now, 25 games, whatever it is, we've had a lot of honest meetings. And so that's the way we operate. So whether it was whatever the story is now, it doesn't really matter. It's all about approaching your players in an honest manner so they know where they stand.
You haven't given up a touchdown on defense since second quarter of the Miami game.
Right.
When you gave up a lot.
Yep.
Why do you think that is?
Well, I think that you have to give the players a lot of credit. We've worked hard on tackling. We've worked hard on run defense. I think you have to give the coaches a lot of credit. We've changed. We've changed the way we use some of our personnel. We've changed our scheme a little bit here and there. We've tried to adapt to our scheme to some of the things that our players do really well. And we have to continue to do that. You know, that's the key. You know, the key is that that we're able to continue to look at the opponent that we're playing and how do we take our best players and put them in position to be able to make plays. And I think overall, though, you see better tackling out on the field. That's what you're seeing. And when you tackle better, that goes a long way.
You played your two best games with Clowney being out. When he comes back in, do you put him right back immediately where he was before?
Oh, I think everybody's in a competitive situation. So the answer to that is we're going to play the guys that practice the best. So if you're out there practicing and you earn it on the practice field, then you'll play a lot in the game. If you're not if you are out there and you're not practicing well, you're not going to play a lot. And if you're in there and you practice really well, then we'll put you in the game.
Bill, last year at the end of the season, you had two wins with Case Keenum. You caught him out of a deer blind, and one of those you beat the Ravens. And going into that game, no one thought you guys were going to win, and you guys as a team and a staff found a way. And last night, TJ comes in on short notice. On. What works with the staff and you building up to those games that's maybe different, or you know, is there a clue in there for why you guys have been able to do that?
I don't know. I don't know. I think you have to give a lot of credit to the players. I mean, the if you look back on Case Keenum, the one thing I always remember about him was that when he got back here after not being here for 10 weeks, whatever it was, he just jumped right in, and he had a great attitude about it. He was a very bright guy that remembered things, and it's the same thing with T.J. Yates. he walks back in our locker room, everybody knows him. They've got a good relationship with him, and he has recall of our system. You know, I believe in the way we teach quarterbacks. I really do. I know it doesn't always come out looking the way you want it to, but we believe in the way that we teach those guys, the way we communicate with quarterbacks. You know, there's a lot of give and take. You know, what are you comfortable with? What do you like? What do you remember? Okay, here's what we're going to go with. Here's how we have to attack this defense. And there's a lot of communication there. It's certainly not a dictatorship, and we believe in the way we coach those guys.
Did some of the hits on special teams, do you feel like that set a tone, some of the stuff from Max Bulla?
Absolutely. I think that Max Bulla, Brian Peters, I already talked about, Charles James, Akeem Dent, when he tackled Pac-Man on that one, that was a heck of a play. And there's many other ones that you could – I thought Chris Polk's run, when Chris Polk, even though we didn't run the ball for a ton of yards, that one run where he really barreled into some guys and got some extra yards – you know, all of those things, in addition to the really good defensive plays, really helped us set a tone on the sideline and in the game.
Back to Clowney, do you expect him to return this week?
I do. But, we'll have to see tomorrow.
The pitch outside on third down, was that the original call?
Yeah, it's a bad call. Yeah, it's on me. That was me. That was my call, and hindsight being 20/20, I thought we were going to get something else. Thought we were going to get something else there, and we ended up getting something that's obviously not real good for that play.
Second goal, what happened on that play where you look like you want to go hurry up?
Yeah, no, again, that one's on me too. I think that we're in a situation there where we like to go up tempo, and we've probably gone to the well one too many times on that, and so that call's on me.
Did you call any good plays?
A few. George calls all the good ones.
How do you feel, you personally? There's a lot of rumors about you and other jobs. There's a lot of criticism. To be able, just you personally, not about the players, to pull off this win, what does it mean to you?
Well, I don't ever think about it that way. Look, first of all, rumors, those are rumors, and criticism, that comes with the job. You know, like when you don't win, you're going to get criticized, and so you have to stay away from reading or listening. You know, you have to focus on the team. And so what means a lot to me is that locker room scene, that those guys come into that locker room and feel that excited about all the hard work that they've put into that game, into this season, and to come out on the winning end of a game like that against a very, very good football team, a well-coached team, you know, a grinded-out type of game. I feel great for the players and the coaches.
Suofilo played every snap.
He did.
What do you think?
You know, I thought in the beginning he struggled early. You know, they did some things, to our protections that were tough, and especially on the left guard position. And then I thought he did a really good job of settling down, and he ended up playing a good football game. So I was happy to see that. I think the key with Xavier is, okay, now the more and more you play, the more you need to settle down a little earlier. Because basically he's like a rookie. He didn't play a whole lot last year, you know. So, I think the more he plays, the more you'll see – that he's a good player.